That's Welcome funny. To Burrito Quest, week 11.
Round 2.
Burrito Quest 2, week 11. Test round 2, two testing 2. Miguel's. Miguel's?
Is that the name of the Miguel's. Place? Miguel's, yeah. I just found this random place.
So, yeah. There was some kind of...
Oh.
Almost burrito-tastrophe. This is a green chili pork burrito, by the way.
It's pretty good. Pretty hot. So the catastrophe is,
good.
We wanted to go to Go Burger, and Amy was incredulous. She says, "You're seriously, are you just going to eat a Go Burger burrito? They're apparently very large."
Mm-hmm. Did she see the motherfucking habaneros burrito we ate?
I know, that thing was Goliath.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, they were closed. They closed at 2 o'clock. So I went to Miguel's instead, and I ordered these three green chili pork burritos, and because they were only like, you know, $3 or so, I figured they'd be small. So I ordered some tacos to go with them.
And salsa is more like Tabasco.
Really? I don't have any. I'll have a little bit of it. Well, they screwed the order up. They got it out with, like, a green chili burrito and also a pork... A bean burrito. So when I had them correct it, they gave me what I wanted and threw the bean one in. So we have a... A chaser
burrito. An extra? A bean one?
We have a bean one to split up and...
Is it just bean?
Bean and cheese. Why is it gotta be a bean one?
These are really good.
They are good.
This is a different kind of pork than we usually have. Like, its consistency.
It's nice and chunky.
Well, you know, they got a... Yours looks better than mine. It's like we toasted that tortilla and it's bigger. Anyway.
I actually kind of like this sauce.
It's not bad. They have a 24-hour drive-thru.
This is pretty good.
They have a 24-hour drive-thru?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Mm. Yeah.
How much were these burritos?
These burritos are like
cost-conscientious
$3.49 or something? It was like $4.40 something if you had beans and rice to your burrito.
Well, maybe it's a fortuitous burrito attachment.
So overall, kind of pricey.
Right,
but you're coming at it with... Dude, we had a 50-cent burrito.
That's true.
But you're coming at it. When? Princess Tacos? Wasn't that like...
No, yeah, those are
But these
really
are really tasty. They're really hot. And you can get them anytime you want. And my God, it's dripping.
Yeah, there's a little bit of liquid.
Yours is urinating. That's a...
And it reminds me of, like, the gobbler.
Mine had a little accident.
Do you need a diaper?
Quit squeezing it, dude.
Yeah.
You need to eat. You're going to have to just slurp that stuff
anyway.
You know,
anyway. That's going to go into my table.
Is it really? I'm wringing it out. All right, here it goes.
Oh. Yeah, it's got good heat, good taste.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. It's not too fancy.
It's flavorful. I say this is one of the best burritos we've ever eaten.
Yeah. Come on, dude.
The best, one of the best, like top three?
Well, especially since we started doing Burrito Quest 2.
What's your top three? What's your top five?
This might be among them. That Habanero's burrito is really good. A huge Mondo burrito.
That was a good burrito. It was one of four people worth of burrito. Yeah, I like this one a lot, too.
It's got some really good...
I definitely say the heat. It's a really good heat.
I'm bringing it.
But I'd kind of want more cheese.
Mm.
Maybe throw some milanese in it. Some tater tots.
Tater tots. No, this is a surprisingly good green chili.
It's a no-frills burrito. You know what I'm talking about.
No. Yeah, but it's not like that potato one we had last week.
Take some frills and put it on this burrito.
With some frills.
And then take it off, and then it has
What's
no frills.
Some frills?
You know, like spinners.
Dubs,
fringe, of some sort, a like Xbox widescreen.
I have still no idea what you're talking about.
I would go back to this place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
this is quite tasty.
Yeah, I would recommend this place. I'm just saying something. Mostly, it's saying that I'd recommend this place.
Oh man, that's spicy.
That's good.
I like it.
I don't even know I can complain about the size that much. I mean,
no, it's about what you
it's
need.
It's probably an appropriate amount of food.
If you're looking for lunch, speaking of appropriate, I'm going to have one of those tacos.
Hmm. That's inappropriate, Ben.
Then we can split this guy here.
So, hey, we went to, international, guys.
Good.
Oh, Mexico. Yeah. Brazil.
Yeah, somebody in Brazil pinged on Burrito Quest.
Oh, nice.
I don't know what's up with that.
Right now I'm eating one of these tacos.
Shall we name him or her?
We don't know who it is.
I know, but until
I
we
only
do,
know one Brazilian, two Brazilian names.
Like what? Is
one of them Paco?
One's Shakira.
That's a Brazilian name?
Isn't she Brazilian?
Well, you're not sure.
Why would I know who, what nationality Shakira has been? This sounds like some kind of trap.
I forget who the other one is. Lula.
What? Lula?
You have one of these tacos. They're not as good as the burrito.
Maybe I don't want one then. I don't know, I'm Taco Quest.
I'm going to put some of these sauces on it.
Why didn't you get three more burritos?
I thought about it, but I was afraid they'd be too big. I think I did pretty good. I got that bean burrito there.
So one of the things it speaks to is if you go to a place in town and it's closed, you're going to throw a rock and hit another place to go get a burrito.
Yeah, Miguel's is like a, you know, 2 blocks away. Mm-hmm. I saw it driving in. And I was thinking, you know, I've never seen a Mexican restaurant there before. They must be kind of new. And I thought, you know, we got to go back there and check it out. So...
You saw it when you were driving to Go Burger?
Mm-hmm. I went right past it. I was like, oh, Miguel's. I've never heard of that.
Where is it?
Well, okay, so you're going to Go Burger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like right there before you turn onto Espina to go to Go Burger.
Oh, but on Amador, not Loma.
Those aren't too bad.
Neat. Would you like one, sir?
Okay.
I will have one, Ben, since you went all out of your way to... Get extra food.
You don't have
actually, they're pretty tiny, so that's all right.
Yeah, they're little tacos. They're pretty good. And again, you can get them with beans and rice. I didn't see Salsa Bro there.
Ah, our quest continues.
They did have a couple of guys who really had no idea what I was saying when I was speaking. I mean, they seemed like they knew English, because they spoke it to me, but they had no idea what I was saying.
Do they look Brazilian?
Because you have a heavy accent, dude.
It's possible, but they were, I don't think they're Brazilian. And the manager had to take over.
Have they fucked your order up?
Yeah. I told him, you know, I have no problem paying for it. If they just didn't place mine on the ticket, of course I'm not going to make it. I don't know how they got beans out of it, but whatever. He's like, I'll pay for that. He's like, no, just please enjoy and come back. You don't have to wait that long. So I thought that was pretty nice.
Makes me wonder if people would appreciate an automated service better. Where you just drive up,
press some buttons, and they go...
And punch in your order into a machine, and then it just spits a ticket out for them.
That takes the humanity out of food, Daniel.
Yeah, there's probably a... A bellhop union.
I want less humanity in my food.
We need a knife to cut this thing up. Do you have a knife in your house?
No, I don't own one of those.
Do you have a spoon?
Sorry.
Do you have a fork?
Yeah, how's your judo chop?
This is not going to be good.
Break that bottle, dude. Cut it up.
So I don't think this tastes like Tabasco.
No.
I think it tastes like...
What? I have to take that back. When you first put it in, it's more of a peppery,
right,
like vinegary spicy, a little bit.
And then on the aftertaste, it's pretty damn good.
It's got a good...
I have to retract my statement.
It's got a pretty decent smokiness. I don't like smokiness much.
It's a generous quantity of salsa.
Alex makes salsa like this.
Doesn't cost extra either.
The majority of places in town, like Mexican places, their salsa is a lot more... Less this and more kind of like the slow burny. But this isn't bad. This is pretty good, man.
Come to me.
Carve that. It's like
Thanksgiving.
It's like Thanksgiving. But with a
right into my
table.
Table.
Not yet. Didn't want to go.
Oh, it's actually got some whole refried beans in there.
That one went a little bit through. We're probably all right.
I'm pretty excited about this.
All right, Ben. Here.
Look at that hunk of... Burrito.
Burning.
Hunk of burning burrito.
This one here is bean burrito.
Where's this?
Yeah,
geez, man, there's a lot of food. I'm not sure about this whole massive amount.
Do it,
food.
Bitch!
I'm gonna eat it!
Do it right now.
I don't care what you say.
It's very tasty.
This is very tasty.
This is like one of the best bean burritos I've ever had. I wonder why.
Because of the flavor?
Because it tastes pretty good. That's why it tastes so good. It's like burrito types here. There we go.
You sounded like thing. King of the Hill there.
Not with it.
It's pretty good, Bobby.
Mm-mm. I don't like the salsa with this burrito. Mm-mm.
It's not necessary. The burrito's so much better without it.
Yeah.
I do like that style better. Of refried beans.
Mm-hmm. With some whole beans left?
Yeah. Just not the big... I mean, I like the mashed cream bean.
Cream bean.
I also like this.
It's a high quality bean burrito.
All right. So, you said how much did the regular bean burrito, or not the regular, the ones we ate.
The poke.
Green chili pork.
The poke burrito.
250 a piece.
Yeah. So I paid like $10.
Diaper.
And a diaper. I'd hit I paid $10 for this.
And we are a little bit more retarded than usual. At least me and Ben are.
I paid $10 and got retarded.
That's really good. For that amount of food, $10 for the entire thing?
It should have been plus another $7. It should have been $17.
No, I'm talking about just for the burrito, a burrito itself.
$3.50.
Okay. Yeah, that might be a little on price side, but the quality is good.
Yeah, I think it's worth it. It's hard to get less than that for a good burrito in town.
Mm-hmm. And most of the places end up charging you close to that anyway for normal stuff. I mean, how much were those ones from fucking Burger Time? $2.79 or something for those tiny things?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I approve of these burritos.
Me too.
Perhaps go back here on occasion.
All right. Rating. I'm going to rate this drinking beer on the porch in the summertime.
During the day or during the evening?
Evening.
Yeah. Boy.
Yeah. See, I liked it.
This is familiar.
I liked its simplicity and its flavorfulness.
You have the whole flavor of drinking beer before.
No, it's cool.
But it was in other environments.
This is in like drinking beer in the winter.
On Hoth.
On Hoth.
That was not as good as. Yes.
Is that just for the burrito? That,
what? Drinking beer in the winter is a different environment than on the porch?
Mm-hmm.
You do know that a winter is a season, not an environment, right?
Not a porch.
What?
It's not a porch.
What if your
It's not a place, Ben. It's a state of mind.
The porch of winter.
In the winter, on the porch.
Is there some town called Winter?
I sure hope
England,
so.
Probably.
Is this for the entire meal you're rating it that, or is it just
No, that's just the burrito. The other stuff,
eh.
I'll rate it Rolling Rock. I mean, I don't know. It's over.
I have a Rolling Rock.
Well... I know that's how much I cared about the accoutrements.
I will rate this burrito.
Really good.
This salsa. Now I'll rate this burrito. Giant squid.
Jesus.
He's like
Jesus
the
squid
Messiah.
Man.
No, giant squid. I'll rate them giant squid. They're kind of remote. Hard to get. Find.
No, it's not. It's open 24 hours.
You fucking
dingus.
And
you found it before you lost the other place.
Giant tentacles. They're really
draw you in.
They're really smart. They can control technology and fight whales.
With technology?
What technology?
No, then they fight them with their natural.
It sounds like an AM Coast to Coast episode.
Ben. They don't like pick up a rock.
A rocket.
A billy club or a lawnmower and smash a giant whale over the head with.
Oh, that'd be bad.
Fuck with
the giant whale, giant squid, lawnmower fight.
Hell yeah.
I like giant squid. I mean, who doesn't like giant squid? I'd go to an aquarium if it had giant squid in it.
I'd like them. It'd be an aquarium.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of like amazed by the dumbness of Ben's rating.
I work hard at how dumb
it's
like,
pretty
like
far
giant...
course.
True that. True that. Let me see here. I like this burrito a lot. I do wish it had some cheese in it. And I do think $3.50 is high. So I kind of like it. I kind of don't like it. The things that are bad about it are kind of minuscule when you realize you can get this burrito with this quality
anytime
I want. Is it 365 days a year?
They're closed on Easter.
I bet
closed on Easter, would
I bet they are closed on Easter. I don't know.
What about Christmas?
They just opened. They probably haven't had an Easter or
Passover?
Christmas.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
I don't think these
wonder
are...
wonder how they handle Fourth
Ramadan.
Of July.
I don't think these are Jewish Mexicans.
Okay. Well,
ramen food.
I will rate this a Cadbury egg.
Those are pretty good.
They are.
When they melt in your pocket.
They are pretty good, but there's a lot of bad things about a Cadbury egg. Namely, I have yet to ever find an intact one.
They're too expensive.
Even when I...
And man, not big enough.
But I could have one 25 hours.
They need more cheese.
So yeah, they need more cheese.
That makes sense.
Okay, so we're going to have to find somewhere else besides Go Burger to go. Unless we finally do a weekend.
Bravo's Burritos.
Where's that?
That is down by a custom cartridge and carry.
They
do... If we go there, I insist we do a chili relleno, green chili relleno.
I thought about getting those from
because those
today.
Are fucking delicious there.
Hey, there's the one stop on Valley.
What's that?
By like the Toyota dealership. Supposed to have really good burritos there.
Like what kind?
Homemade ones, like some little old lady making burritos in the back of this gas station. So, you know, roots.
Also, I don't know if this qualifies, but there is a burrito place on campus, a little Mexican place called Chihuahuas, which the burritos themselves, like the fillings are on par with like princess tacos and burritos. Yeah.
Those are good.
But the thing is they're super cheap and they make their own tortillas there.
Yeah.
And so their tortillas are like hot, doughy,
fresh,
warm, fresh.
Kind of
like me.
I got a story before we head out of here. I went to Tucson this weekend. Speaking of drinking beer on the porch.
Did you have a burrito?
I did. Blackened mahi-mahi burrito.
Ooh.
That sounds classy.
It was classy, dude. And I took the first couple bites. I was like, I don't know about this. It's like $8 or something. But it was like twice the size of the ones we just got. It had blackened mahi-mahi, like a Creole sauce, and coleslaw in it.
It kind of sounds like they took a po' boy and put it in a tortilla.
It kind of sounds fucking disgusting.
Yeah, pretty much. It would. The first two bites is like, I don't know about this. But then the third one, it works.
Like, if you just took it out and put it on French bread, it would be really good.
Not a fan of coleslaw.
No, it was still good in a tortilla, dude. Coleslaw's good.
I love it.
Not a fan.
I love it on barbecue sandwiches.
So. Yeah, I love it on anything.
It's kind of gross, you know.
You know how I like it. All right, well, we're going to find another burrito place next week, hopefully.
Whatever.
You know, if there's anybody out there in Las Cruces that's listening to this, which is doubtful, although, you know, our greatest number of hits
42.
Are coming from Colorado.
Yeah, 42 from Colorado.
Denver, and we got a shitload from...
Weird.
Hey, what's up, CSU? Weird, yeah. If you guys got any recommendations for burrito places in Las Cruces... Give us a heads up.
You're going to have to put that in your writing description because I don't think anyone listens to the podcast.
Yeah, the time on the site is really low overall. Like, people just go to the site and spend about 15 seconds and then click away.
No, not what I was looking for.
The person who spent, somebody spent like 8 minutes on the site and went to 11 different pages out of Huntsville.
Oh, that's Jenny.
Jenny
that's Y.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Jenny?
Jenny Y.
Shout out.
You.
Okay, so yeah. All right. We'll eat a burrito next week.
Yeah.
We love it.
Probably will like
it. Adios, burrito lovers.
Suckers.